Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the first parak of Maseches Trumos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. So we've already discussed how when you're Mafresh Truma on olives, let's say, so if you're being Mafresh Truma on olives, you take from olives to cover the rest of your olives that are Tevel. If you're Mafresh from oil on oil, that makes sense. But you're not supposed to be Mafresh olives to cover your olive oil, and we already learned that that doesn't even work if you're Mafresh from olives, from the actual fruit, to cover your olive oil, or for that matter, from grapes to cover your wine. So the Mishnah discusses, what about the reverse? Ein tarmin shemen al zeisim anechtashin. You're also not supposed to be mafresh olive oil, which is considered, you know, fully processed, and therefore the higher madrega, to cover olives that are going to be crushed. Velo yayin al anav manedrachim. Nor should you be mafresh from wine, even though that's fully processed and is even better, for grapes that are going to be pressed. Because even though it's better, but you're not allowed to be mafresh from fully processed stuff to stuff that's not fully, to cover stuff that's not fully processed. V'im taram trumasu truma. But if you do it in this direction, the truma does count, meaning it does have a status of truma. That which you were mafresh has the status of truma, but midrabanan v'yaksor v'yitrum. Midrabanan, we require you to be mafresh again. So the first truma works midaraisa, but midrabanan you need to be mafresh again. So the rest of the stuff is still going to be tevel on a derabbanan level unless you're mafresh a second truma. And therefore, how do we treat both of these trumas that you were mafresh? Harishona midama'as b'fnei atzma. The first truma, since it is truma midaraisa, can become meduma. Meduma means that if truma becomes batel only b'me'a ve'echad, if one unit of truma falls into less than 100 units of chulin, then the whole thing is considered meduma, the whole thing is aser. Only if one unit of truma falls into 100 units of chulin, then we say that the truma is going to be batel. You just remove one unit and the rest of it is all going to be kosher. So the first truma that you were mafresh, since it is truma on a daraisa level, does have the status of meduma, and therefore the whole thing is going to become pasul if it falls into less than 100 units of chulin. And there's another din when it comes to truma, that if a non-kohen eats truma, the halacha is that if he did it b'shogeg, then he has to give the kohen back not only the value of what he ate, he has to add a chomesh. A chomesh means 25%. Even though chomesh means 1/5, this is a chomesh milavar. There are two ways to measure a chomesh: chomesh milagav and chomesh milavar. So the way we normally think of chomesh, you know, in our way of speaking, when we talk about 1/5, we always think of 20%. But when you're adding a chomesh, what it means is you're adding the amount that from the new total will be 1/5 of the new total. So if I have 100 units and I add 25, now I have 125. 25 is 1/5 of 125. It may be 1/4 of 25, but it's 1/5 of the new total. So that's what it means that you're chayv chomesh, because you're paying back 100% of what you ate. You're paying back the truma plus another 25%, which is now 20% of the new total. So you're chayv to pay a chomesh for eating that first truma as well. Avalo shniya, but since the second truma is only midrabanan, it doesn't have either of those halachos. It does not make stuff meduma, and if someone who's a zar eats it by mistake, he does not have to pay 1/5, as the Bartanur points out. Lefi she'ina ele midrabanan, lefi chachena ne'achela, sad she'afrishu ala truma maisus mimakom acher demidoraisi tevel gamur. So it's only truma midrabanan, so it doesn't get eaten until you mafresh truma maisus from somewhere else, because midoraisa it's really tevel. V'ish v'kasha, so he says, maishna, ask the Bartanur, wait a second, maishna hacha b'torim shemen al zeisim hanechtashim to trumasu truma v'yachsu v'yitrom u maishna le'el gabe atorim zeisim al shemen al navim al yayin dein trumasu truma. Why is this Mishnah different than what we had back in Mishnah Dalet? Both cases we were dealing with where you had some olives and some oil. You had some wine and some grapes. And in that Mishnah we said that if your mafresh, it does zero, it does accomplishes nothing if your mafresh from the olives onto the oil. And in our Mishnah, in the reverse, when you're being mafresh from the oil onto the olives, it is truma. So why is that? What's the logic of the distinction? So the Bartanur writes, V'yishlomer da'atorim zeisim al shemen ikapseida l'kohen l'fichachin trumasu truma. If you're being mafresh from the zeisim, that is a loss to the kohen, because because now he has to process those zesim himself. Whereas over here, aval b'torim shemen al zesim al nechtashim delek upseid al kohen truma so truma. But when there's no loss to the kohen because you're giving him fully processed oil, then the truma is in fact going to be valid. Mishnah Tes discusses the cases where you're even allowed to be torim from two things that are not alike. B'tarmin shemen al zeisim ha'nechbashim, you're allowed to be torim olive oil for olives that are being pickled, v'yayin al anavim lasos m'tzmukim, or wine for grapes that are being turned into raisins, because they don't require too much processing anyway, and therefore it's considered as if everything is really fully processed. Tarish shetarim shemen al zeisim ha'achila v'zeisim al zeisim ha'achila. So if someone is mafresh shemen, a shuma for shemen, for olives that he wants to eat, or olives or he's mafresh olives that he wants to eat for other olives that he wants to eat, v'yayin al anavim l'achilo, or he's mafresh wine for grapes that he wants to eat that do not need processing because he just plans on eating them as grapes, or v'anavim al anavim l'achilo, or grapes for other grapes that he plans to eat, v'nimlach l'darchan, and then he changes his mind and he says, you know what, I don't want to eat these olives, I don't want to eat these grapes. Instead, I want to make oil, I want to make wine. So now it's going to be problematic, meaning had he been mafresh initially from olives on something that needs to be processed as wine, so that would be problematic. But initially, when he did the hafrasha, it was two like kinds. So eino tzarich litrum. So the halacha is he doesn't have to go and be mafresh truma again, because the truma was kosher bashar husham in the situation that it was. So therefore, it remains kosher even after he changed his mind and he decided that he wants to turn the olives into oil or the grapes into wine. So to quickly review what we learned today, if you have olives, Mishnah Ches told us that if you have olives and you have oil, you're not supposed to be mafresh from the oil on the olives, but it does work, and you just have to be mafresh again, midrabanan, and the first truma you took is subject to dimua and to paying an extra chomesh, whereas the second truma you took is not subject to dimua and paying an extra chomesh. And Mishnah Tes told us that if that you're allowed to take truma from oil for olives that aren't going to need any processing because they're being pickled, or from wine on grapes that aren't going to need any processing because they're being turned into grapes. And we said that if you change your mind after the hafrasha to then further process the stuff that you were trying to cover, you do not need to do an extra hafrasha. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the last Mishnah, the first Perek of Trumos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud.